Welcome to the fourth episode of Cracking the Biggest Interview with Mirza. In this episode we will be talking about how to answer the interview question, tell me something that is not mentioned on your resume. In the best way possible to ensure you get the job before leaving the venue. For the first timers, this question would be no less than a big googly. However, those with experience know for a fact that this is the roundtable game changer question during the entire interview process. There is no doubt that you have all the skills required to perform the tasks or carry out the responsibilities for the position you are applying for. That is the simple reason you have been called for the face-to-face interview. However, knowledge is not the only attribute that makes you cut in and crack the job interview. Then, what is it that takes to grab the job offer? Keep listening to know it all. At the first instance, try to understand why are you being asked this question? When it comes to working in a professional setup in a reputable corporation, where people from varied background and culture are going to join forces to achieve organizational goals, your compatibility quotient needs to be checked and confirmed. Number 1, will you be a problem solver or problem creator? Number 2, will you be a breather among issue inventors or one more pain in the ass? Number 3, will you be one of those collaborative team members or prefer working in alone? Number 4, will you respectfully argue to put your ideas on the table or be arrogant in your discussions? Number 5, will you respectfully disagree or / show distressing disrespect to your colleagues if things do not go in your favor? So, how should you answer this question? Or rather, what is the best way you tackle this question? The best approach here will be to show and prove that you are a compassionate, respectful, well-mannered, erudite, and solutions-driven human being. You should come across as a professional, always gleefully ready to listen to people and reply sensibly as and when required. Make sure you don't badmouth your previous colleagues or employers only to pass on a perception of you being a naysayer. Here's how to go about while framing your answer. First, talk about your strengths that can make you stand apart and make you a valuable asset for the organization. Second, talk about your previous learnings and achievements that will help you achieve excellence in the current role. Third, talk about what made you apply for this job and how this company is distinguishable from its competitors. Fourth, talk about your expectations from this company, workplace, reporting manager, colleagues, and human resources. Fifth and last, you can also talk about managing the sports team or being a part of the cultural events organizing team, gives immediate impression of you being a people's person. Follow this podcast to know how easy it is to crack interviews and land your dream job.